Let's get assembled. Okay, we have a lot we need to do, so let's get going here. Let's start off, first of all, with a word of prayer, and the purpose of the prayer is to test yourselves to see if you're trusting the Holy Spirit, who is the true teacher. We're going to have a wonderful time this morning, so let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, how grateful we are for your word. How grateful we are for your Spirit. Who guides and directs us, Heavenly Father, according to your word. And we thank you so much for young people that we have the opportunity, Father, of influencing this past week and through this morning. Father, we just pray that you will continue to give this assembly the opportunity to work with young people. In home, camp, church, activity. They are the future. Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Brian, if you have something picked out, all right.
Come thou fount of every blessing, song number 13.
She takes you to walk through all this.
Some things and quickly turn it over to Chris Day. Let's talk about prayer. And first of all, please continue to be in prayer for Thomas. Please continue to be in prayer for Mackenzie as they work through their issues. And Father, just please be in prayer for each other. If you're in the plan of God, walking in the Spirit, you're right in the battle. Any other prayer requests that I'm not aware of? Yes.
Hernia.
Hernia,
there
you go.
Created a tear in the esophagus.
So just the
doctor find it and can remedy it.
Friday, I left camp, and Judith and I drove straight down to Houston to visit my good friend who I told you about last week, Rod Richmond. He's not doing good at all. Please be fervent in your prayer. The doctors really do not know what all is going on.
in the prostate and the kidneys and all. And so please give them wisdom as they search and find out what's wrong with Rod. He's just a wonderful friend for over 40 years. So please be in prayer for Rod. Any other prayer requests? Yes.
So just lots of prayers for safety down there, and just that the Holy Spirit would guide them to do His work while they're down there.
Do you know where Mexico they went?
Puebla. I think it is Puebla.
Puebla. It's just south of Mexico City.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, please be in prayer. Yes, sir.
Al and Deb from the Awesome Bible Church.
Yes.
I'd like to pray for them, and
yes.
God is leading them. And
last week, you might remember Al and his wife came at church Sunday from Austin to work at the camp. Well, Tuesday night, he came up before dinner and said, "Can I speak to you and Chris after dinner?" And I just tell him, "Oh, no. He heard some doctrine or some teaching that he didn't agree with or something." And fortunately, it wasn't that at all. His company in Austin had been completely bought out by their competitor. Over 300 people lost their jobs. 300 people, families, are going to be completely turned upside down. So he had to leave camp and get to get back home and see what he could do with the company. But please be in prayer for Al. What's his wife's name?
Deb.
Deb, all right. Please be in prayer for them. And please be in prayer. Now, a lot of the young people are here, some of them. But people, be in prayer for every one of the young people that went there, that the Holy Spirit can take the things that they learned and let them settle in their soul, convict them of those things, and lead them in those things. So please do that. Okay. There, yes.
A few weeks ago, my dermatologist.
When are they having surgery? Okay. All right. Be in prayer. Thank you. The Word of God declares whatsoever man purposes in his soul to give, so let him give not grudgingly, nor of necessity, for God loveth the gracious giver. The gracious giver is defined as one who has believed in Jesus Christ as Savior, but not only that, knows how to be filled with the Spirit by grace through faith, believing and trusting in the Spirit. He pours in love and he guides in the area of giving. With these things in mind, let us prepare ourselves for the offertory in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just are overwhelmed with all the opportunities you've given this humble assembly, the internet, the working with young people, missionaries, right here in our own assembly. So, Father, we are so thankful. And we pray now that you'll receive the offerings that we're about to give, and that you will use these offerings for the continuation of our spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ to believers and unbelievers. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. I think the camp was a wonderful success, and just to have fun this morning and share some of these things with you, I turn it over to Chris Day. Chris?
I'll move in a second. Let me get all the parts and pieces fixed up. Is that it?
Yeah.
right, so if everybody, did everybody get a copy of the packet? It looks like this. Just kidding. That was for you, Herman. I spent hours putting my notes together. I mean, I sent them over to Mr. Webb, and that's all I got back. So I said, I don't know what to do with that. So I'm going to slide this over just a touch so I'm not blinded the whole time. But we're going to have a little bit of fun here this morning. I want to hear from the young people as well. And then I want to talk to you all a little bit about what we taught up there, right? So you all can have a general idea. But we're going to see the fun. We're going to see the games. We're going to see the craziness. We had a great slideshow that was put together. The greatness of the slideshow is the pictures, not the person that put them together. So, and we're going to have a little bit of fun. But as important of all as all of that, it's also very important to understand what we're teaching these young people and what they're taking home and what we're asking them to, what we're challenging them with regards to the study of the Word of God and putting their faith in Christ. So if you would, let's start with prayer. And am I picking up at all if I'm talking into this thing? Okay. So please bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time this morning to share some of the crazy fun that we had up at camp, to share some of the experiences, some of the relationships that were built. And Father, we just thank you for the blessing of this past week. It wore us out physically, but it just encouraged us and fed us spiritually. And it was just a beautiful thing that only you could put together. Father, I thank you for all the folks that were involved, the staff, the folks that were here praying, the folks that were contributing financially or donating stuff or just holding us up in spirit. And what a blessing it is, Father. But only you could have done all of these things and put them all together to your glory. So, Father, we thank you for this time this morning. May the conversations, the study, the opening of the Word all be glorifying to you. In Christ's name, amen. Okay, so what I'd like to start with, and we're going to start with one of the songs that we did up there. We had an amazing, the same band, but it changes every year because they add a couple of people, they take a couple of people away, and then we get them all back together. And this was like one of those years where everybody came back, and we had the whole band, what we refer to as the whole band. And those guys drive down from Indiana to be a part of this every year. Dalton's been involved with the band at Liberty and has been running that whole thing for us for 5 years. And it is absolutely amazing. It brings so much to the worship and to the time and the relationship those guys built. This year, those guys were in charge of the small group teaching with the J Crew, which we'll talk a little bit about in a few minutes. But it was pretty awesome, the worship and the amazing things that those guys brought to camp, and the relationships, as I said, that they built with some of these campers and will go home. And the cool part is they're like under 40, so they actually know how to use all this social media stuff. And so they'll be in touch all year round. That relationship will continue to grow with these kids throughout the year, even though they're physically apart. They'll be able to continue to move spiritually forward. So give me just a second. We're going to sing a song that we sang up there that I thought was just absolutely beautiful. And so give me just a sec. If I can figure out how to make this work. And let's go with, you guys know this one. So everybody stand up. We're going to liven this place up a little bit. And sing a little music. This thing is going to drive me crazy.
It's going to be a jumping church.
We are going charismatic right now. Everybody stand up. And that's right. Yeah, Ben, help me out here, buddy. All right, hold on a second. That didn't get a chance to actually test this thing.
Oh, it's not even on.
See, that's why. Come on, first you go. All right, there we go. All right, here we go. All right, here we go.
Jesus is alive.
Can you flip those on for just a second? So, I wanted to... I actually flipped the songs backwards, so we'll sing another one in a minute. But that's what happens when you do your notes on a napkin. Right? So, I wanted to take a couple minutes this morning to have the young people that were at camp. So, we had groups from fourth grade all the way up to eighth grade. And it was a pretty awesome thing to see. We had what we call our J crew, which are sophomores, juniors, and seniors in high school. They are given the responsibility of different things. So as they get older, they have the opportunity to serve the camp. And so we had folks that a majority of our J crew this year were junior counselors. And so they worked with some of the senior counselors, and I'm hoping really soon we'll have them as the counselors. So us folks that can't handle this speed of movement with the younger kids can actually get a break. So I'd like to have all of our J crew stand up for a second and just walk over here, because what I want to do is have you guys tell folks, what was your favorite part of, and we're going to have the other kids do it too, but what was your favorite part of the camp for you guys this year?
And let me see if I can get you a microphone support.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to, I guess, one at a time come up and just squeeze up there a little bit. And tell them what was your favorite part of camp, what was the best thing that happened to you, or whatever it is you want to tell them about camp. You don't have to use the mic. We just won't be able to hear you.
My favorite part of camp was probably the faith mother. It was fun being able to, like, get in a group with all the little kids and older kids and be able to interact with them, but also have, like, fun activities at the same time. And
awesome. Awesome.
My favorite part was being a junior counselor and, like, getting to know some of the younger girls and spending time with them. Yeah.
My favorite part was the campfire the campfire. And we all, like, just got to, like, sing and, like, really think about God, and it was great. Yeah.
My favorite part was also being a junior counselor and getting to know the kids and seeing the excitement that they had to learn about God and worship Him.
Mine was probably going in the boys' cabin and seeing all the guys during Devo. It was pretty hard going in there with all the smelly feet, but it's all right, including the day kids. It's all good, but having the Devo tonight was really cool, and seeing their love for God like this is fun, so yeah.
Cool. And so these guys, they did an amazing job as junior counselors. They ran the show for a lot of these kids. We always had supervision around to make sure that we kept people out of trouble and they had help. But, I mean, the relationships, did you guys build some awesome relationships with some of these little kids? So I don't know how many times, maybe 100 times, I'm walking around the camp over the course of the 5 days, and one of these guys or one of the J crew has a kid on their back hauling them from place to place. And it's just... It's a level of service, not just carrying them on your back, but the relationships and the love that you shared for them. That was a show of service that I just was so amazed and blessed to see. You guys did a fantastic job. So big hand of applause for our J crew. All right, so next we have some campers that are here. Some of them, so the other thing that you've got to see is, I don't have a picture of it, but the sheer volume of lost and found on the last day is absolutely amazing. So some of them, their camp shirts are in the lost and found. So I won't point anybody out, but you'll probably notice when they get up here. But or that just hasn't made it through the laundry yet, so I don't know which one. But if the rest of the campers, if you guys could come up here for just a second, just same thing over here. I'd like you guys to tell the congregation a little bit about what was your favorite part of camp. And just, it doesn't have to be real long. Nobody has to be saying, hey, you guys got to move this direction. Come on, come on, come on. This is the first time all year, I mean, in a week they've been shy. So move this direction. Ben will start for us. Okay.
Well, my favorite part of the week was probably all day Thursday. That was a lot of fun. And so, like, we had the faith mutter in the morning. And, yeah, for the talent show, that was interesting because we didn't have anything leading up to an hour before the talent show. And we ended up doing a Pakistani dance for the talent show. That was a lot of fun. And we learned that in, like, 30 minutes. So, yeah, that was good.
Mine was probably the stuff we did, the campfire, capture flag, and learning about God. Worship was really fun, too. That's pretty much it, I think.
Oh, yeah, she got to learn how to braid hair and then braided everybody's hair. She tried mine, it wouldn't work. No, she didn't try mine. I'm just kidding.
Mine would probably be the hula that we did in the luau and also capture the flag. Yeah, probably that one. And plus the face mutter because I got to, like, mouth it in mud.
Awesome. A mouthful of mud. That's what every kid needs to go home and tell their parents about camp.
I think pretty much overall, camp was like the best year that I've ever had at camp. It was just really fun. And the thing that I enjoyed the most was probably the faith mutter. Because like last year, I didn't really think it was fun. But this year, it was fun.
I really liked the faith mutter also. I liked how they made it a lot harder this year. Last year it was easy. There we go. Okay.
Wait till next year.
And I really liked Bible study. I liked hearing Pastor Maddox's sermons. And I also liked being just in a small group and learning about God and David.
Awesome. So, thanks, y'all. For the faith mutter, so the faith mutter is a, I don't know, it's probably a little over a quarter mile in length, maybe a little bit more than that. And it's an obstacle course, and they run it as a team. And it's not easy. So when these guys come back and say, oh, my favorite thing was the faith mutter, when Deani says I got a mouthful of mud, they all got mouthfuls of mud as they were going through the faith mutter. It's based on it's called a tough mutter race. That they have in different parts of the country. And it is hard. It is hard. We had some pretty tough obstacles. And every kid in the entire camp completed all of the obstacles because they did it as a team. And what we were teaching these young people is that as a group, as a team, you can accomplish a lot of things. And that's what it's all about, being a part of a church, right? Is you can accomplish amazing things as a group, supporting each other, loving each other, pushing each other. There were times where there were kids carrying kids on their back through this faith mutter because they just, you know, or holding their hands and running. And you're going to see pictures. There was some tough stuff. I mean, we took the most challenging, but the one where I saw that I was at, I saw a lot of folks that really were like, I'm not doing this, is I had a bell hung at about 11 feet in the air on a rope. And every single kid had to go up that rope and ring the bell. That was the objective. And every single kid did it. Not everybody. I mean, I can't even climb up 11 feet on a rope by myself. But every kid got up there. It didn't matter their size. It didn't matter their athletic ability. It didn't matter how well they could sing. It mattered nothing. They had to do it as a team. And they all did it. And it was awesome to watch. So we're going to actually, let me grab my notes. The next thing I'd like to do before we roll into the video that I want to show you guys, the slideshow, which is pretty awesome. But I wanted to talk for a second about our staff. So there's not a ton of people here today, but the amount of energy that goes into putting this thing together and then getting it off the ground, and once you get there, it's like weeks and weeks of months, I'd say, of preparation and a year worth of praying and a year worth of planning and then preparation and months of putting everything together. And then the week before, we got a whole bunch of this group and some folks that joined us to clean the place up because they, you know, God threw a little bit of twist in there. He flooded the place. And then, but we got it cleaned up. And then we have folks that go a couple days beforehand that go in and set stuff up. So Brian was there for a couple of days before. Richard Vaughn, our friend, came in the day before, a couple days before, and set the whole kitchen up and was cooking, literally started cooking Saturday morning for the week to get things prepared. Then the kitchen staff, and then all staff rolls in on Sunday. I know we had some other folks. I'm going to miss people, so if I miss your name, I apologize. But by the time Sunday evening and training is done, half of us are almost worn out. And then the kids show up Monday morning. It's like, oh, Lord. So if you think that it's not truly that the Holy Spirit does not give you the power to keep putting one foot in front of the other emotionally, spiritually, physically, if you have ever questioned that in your life, please, please, please join us next year and be a part of this. Because we are physically wiped by Sunday, Monday morning, we're starting to get, okay, keep moving, one step in front of the other. And then the kids show up. And it is absolutely amazing because all of a sudden we go from being flat worn out to we're on top of the world. And I always tell Lori that on Monday and Tuesday, I'm trying to get my rhythm, you know, and it's like these are tough days. We got to get everybody through. There's some great things that happen. But Wednesday morning, all of a sudden, everything starts to click, and the barriers start to come down from the kids. The barriers start to come down from the staff, because we just don't have the energy to keep them up anymore. And all of a sudden, you start seeing the cycle of things start. People know where they're supposed to be, and they're going. And this is Wednesday morning, and Wednesday just turns into a phenomenal thing where everything's just rolling along, and the kids are smiling from ear to ear most of the time. We're all still human. They are too. And staff is smiling from ear to ear most of the time. And it's just crazy to watch how God reaches down and says, hey, you're not quite done yet. Come on. I got you. Just put your faith in me. And then he pushes us. And then by Friday at 11 o'clock, these kids get on the bus, and the whole time it's just crazy fun. And the Bible studies are so rich, and the conversations are so meaningful, and the community is being built. And then Friday, we get ready, we put them on the bus, and we send them home. And then there's a couple more hours of cleanup, and we get home. We're like, okay. And we're done. I mean, seriously, it is like, I don't know how God did that, because I should have been done 2 days ago, but he pushed me over the finish line. And so I just wanted to one, invite everybody to be a part next year. If you can't be up there physically, that's fine. We're going to talk about setting up some groups to come help set some things up. I foresee no reason why next year won't be even bigger than this year, and this is the biggest year we've had. And so we're going to continue to need more and more help. So setting up, taking down, things like that. But I want to recognize all of the folks that went up there and spent 4 days, 3 days, whatever it was, and literally gave everything they had during that period of time. So a big round of applause for our staff. Get all emotional and I mess up my notes. So let me go ahead and flip right over to this. It's going to take a second. I got to get this thing back on. But I'm going to turn on the slideshow, and let's see if we can enjoy this for a couple minutes. I think you guys will appreciate it. So see if you can pick out the faith mutter stuff. It involves mud. All right, let me get to the beginning here. Ben, come here. All right, go, Ben. There it is. Pick that one. That one. It's on the other slide. Teaching was awesome. the fun was over the top. there were moments you guys got to see a lot of the faith mutter. It was just amazing to watch. I'd like to take a couple of minutes now just to kind of to tell you a little bit about what the teaching was, because it's important for you all to know that, well, Pastor Maddox was our primary pastor. Pastor Fassel came in taught as well. But then we had a whole group of small group teachers that broke these kids up into small groups, and then we had and taught. And we gave them an outline and some notes and said, hey, here's a place to start. And they went so many different places, because the whole point was wherever the Holy Spirit leads you, that's where you need to go. And it was pretty cool. I came back and I was talking to people about the small group, and I'm like, that's not what we gave them. What are they talking about? So something about, you know, works and you're saved by, you know, being a good and stuff like that. Not really. We spent a good amount of time. So we spend about 2 hours in Bible. We call it Bible fun. Well, I'm trying to get that to catch on, because study sounds like school, right? So we spend about 2 hours in Bible fun together. But then we also have devotions at night, which is another time that they open the Bible and talk and as a small group. So the kids are exposed to a lot of different people, leaders talking about different stuff. And it's all based on faith. And so, as we mentioned earlier, if you have a Bible in front of you or you have your Bible, that would be awesome. Please open to Colossians 2:6, because this is where we start. And I know that if you're part of this church on a regular basis, we probably all have this memorized, which is fantastic. But Colossians 2:6, you guys know where this is, right? Y'all over there, because we've looked at it this week. Colossians 2:6. It's on the back of their shirts. We started here, and we were talking about walking by faith. And so, if you look at Colossians 2:6, it says, so then, just as you receive Christ Jesus, the Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. So our verse this week, or our theme this week, was all about walking faith. So it says here, so then, just as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in Him. It's a little different on our shirts, but therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. And so that's where we start. And that's what it's all about. That's what this camp is all about, is how do you receive Christ Jesus? That's where we begin. Our mission at Liberty Youth Camp is to spread the gospel to the world one young person at a time. Right? And so there are people that are going everywhere around the world and missions and fantastic stuff. Our mission, our vision is to teach these kids, these young people, about Jesus Christ, how to be saved, how to walk by faith, and then let them take it to the world. Let them take it to the world. Go out there and walk by faith. Learn how to do those things. And so it was amazing. Over the last several years, we've talked about the armor of God. We've talked about the Spirit of God. We've talked about a lot of different things that have led up to where we are this year, which is walk by faith. And we took it from a place where, okay, faith is a big word. It's a little word, and we all use it. We all throw it around a lot, you know? But what does it mean? And faith in what? And how does that impact our lives? And to watch the young people take this and start to understand and be able to apply this to their lives the same way we ought to be applying it to our lives every single minute of every single day, which we know we don't, because we all fail. If we did that, we'd like... amazed. We would be amazed at what would happen. And when we pull these kids out of the world for a week and we start working with them over the course of the week, it's not just transformational to them. It's transformational to us as well, as the teachers, as the leaders, as the counselors. Because, folks, if you want to know how to change your life, teach a kid the Word of God. Because you're going to get twice as much out of it as they will ever get out of it. That's between them and the Spirit. But if we want to change the world, as Herman says, we're not out to change the world, but we want to change these kids' lives, teach them the Word of God. And so we started here with, so then, just as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your, continue to walk in Him. And then we flipped over to Hebrews. If you flip over to Hebrews chapter 11, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is confidence in what you hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Faith is confidence in what you hope for and assurance about what you, what we do not see. Herman gets up there and teaches these guys. I'm going to do this just for you guys. You guys ready? You guys ready? One. Two.
Salvation.
Three.
Obedience.
Four.
Obedience.
Five.
Amen.
The 5 points we walked through this week. And Pastor Maddox gets up there and, oh, it's funny. You guys got to, I got to deviate from the text for a second. This isn't in the scripture. So Pastor Maddox walks around. One, they go. So he walks over here and he repeats it. One, definition. All right, one. Walks back over here. And he's pacing. He's going back. Arms are going up. I mean, you would have thought he went charismatic. It's one. And what we finally figured out is no matter how loud we yelled, he couldn't hear us. So he's going to keep doing it. About they didn't know what it was about. He couldn't hear it, so we just kept repeating it. By the end of the week, man, I mean, everybody knew. One, definition. Two, salvation. Three, please God. Four, obedience. Five, not sin. And he took this, and it was awesome. And this is where, I mean, me standing back watching these things, because I get to go to a lot of different places and see a lot of different things that are going on. Because once we get there, my job changes a little bit. And I get to go see Pastor Maddox, and then I get to go see Ed teaching, and then I get to go see Fassel teaching. And so I'm moving around, and it's like, I don't know how, there's no way in the world that we as a group getting together and writing notes together would have orchestrated the teaching that went like this. It was crazy fun. It was so awesome, because here comes Pastor Maddox, and it's, you know, definition and hope, and then I'm going, and Ed's talking about, you know, omniscience, omnipresence, and all, you know, who is God, and all of these things. And by the end, it just went like this, and it was all about the Holy Spirit leading our teaching. And, you know, Fassel's up there saying, who is this God? Who do we put our faith in? And talking about that. And then I go to small group teaching, and somebody else is saying different words, but the exact same thing. And it's awesome. So right here, now faith is confidence in what we hope for. Confidence in what we hope for. What are we hoping for? We're hoping for this. Our hope is that this is true. And we have confidence that this is it. Our hope is that God is who He says He is. And our confidence is in that. If our hope is in the world, man, we better not put our confidence in that, because we will fail miserably. It will let us down. But God is where our confidence is. The Holy Spirit and walking in faith. Faith is confidence in what we hope for. Assurance about what we do not see. That's what it's about. It's about walking by faith. It's about spending every minute of every day of our lives focused on Jesus. Focused on the Holy Spirit. Indwell with Him so that we have the power to make it past Wednesday and get to Friday. You know, it was cool because we were talking about Wednesday. I said, I love Wednesday. It's hump day. And Fassel says, no, it's pump day. Pump it up, man. I was like, I'm taking that back to work. They're going to look at me like I'm nuts. But it's so true. Why do we walk around and say, oh, it's hump day. It's almost the end of the week. Man, it's hump day. It's pump day. We're walking in faith that God's going to push us one more step to do one more thing. And it's not focused on what's in front of us. It's not focused on the obstacles. The whole faith mutter thing is about it. Don't get caught up in the obstacles. Get caught up in God, who's going to push you over those obstacles. And that's what we did all week with these kids. And that's what we did all week with each other. Believe me, there were many a conversation staff to staff to say, all right, come on, I'm going to pick you up. I'm going to carry you on my back. Now, thankfully, they didn't physically actually do that because some people got hurt. But we picked each other up and we prayed for each other. The training on Sunday is all about, hey, here's the things you got to know. But at the end of the day, what you really have to know is put your faith in Him and carry each other when you need to be carried. And that's through prayer. That's through conversation. That's through loving each other. That's through giving each other a kind word of encouragement. And sometimes that's just listening to each other vent. Because there are days, right? You guys know that too, right? There are days you just got to vent to somebody, right? So faith is confidence in what we hope for, assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. And so please just turn your page, one more page. And this is to Hebrews chapter 12. And part of the faith mutter, each of the stations, there are nine different stations, and each of the stations has one of our staff out there holding up a sign that's part of the overall verse. Now, the kids may or may not actually ever see it, but it's right there, right? Because they're focused on getting across the obstacle. But I have Miss Annelle standing next to me, and she's got the keep your eyes focused on Jesus, right? Isn't that what yours said? And she's just jumping up and down, excited. You know, here's these kids running straight at her. She's like, oh! Faith, go around me, please go around me. Focus on Jesus, right? She's holding this sign up. And it's so awesome. She's just smiling from ear to ear. It's 105 degrees outside, the kids are all muddy, and then they'll sit there going, focus on Jesus, focus on Jesus, focus on Jesus. It was fantastic. But this was the verse that we had as part of our faith mutter. And it says, if you follow along with me, chapter 12, verse 1. And I'm actually going to read through verse 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus. I had to stop there for Mr. Nell. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. And so, in wrapping this up real quick, when we put the kids back on the, right before we put everybody back on the bus, and I'm sorry I keep calling you guys kids. You guys are young adults, right? Yeah. And you're getting there in a hurry, buddy. We pulled them out of the world for a week, and we've put them in an environment that is just full of love and people that care about them, people that are going to lift them up. There's still challenges. There always are. But they're getting ready to get back on the bus and go back into the world. And it's tough. The world is a tough place, and it will beat you down if you let it. If you try to do it by yourself, the world will beat you up. All right? You may persevere and get through it, but what have you actually accomplished? It says here, therefore, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. This is the cloud of witnesses. I stand up in front of this group of young people, and this is a cloud. When they get ready to take off and go back and hit the world, it's going to go like this. But there is a cloud of 113 young people who absolutely understood and had the opportunity to understand and be filled with the Spirit throughout this week. And they're going to go into the world and they have the opportunity to be this cloud of witnesses. We do as well. And so they're going to be surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Keep our eyes. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. We all have a race. We all have a perfect race set out by our Heavenly Father, the creator of the universe, the one who reached down and said, I love you so much that I will sacrifice my son for you. He's got a perfect plan for every single one of us. Every single one of us. Not just these young people. If we've gotten to the point where in our lives we think we've got it nailed down, guess what? Stand by. His plan's going to change. His plan's not going to change. He knows exactly what he needs to do to get our attention, right? Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, the perfect plan that God has. Fixing our eyes on Jesus. Stay fixed on Jesus. Fixed on him, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Our faith in the Holy Spirit comes from Jesus. Everything that God wants for us, from us, he gives to us. If he wants our faith, he gives us faith. And it's just the mustard seed of faith. If there's going to be days, this was so perfect. Herman stands up, Pastor Maddox stands up and says, you got five areas of your life. Let's say you have five areas, and these two areas you're good at putting your faith in God and letting him have it. It's not about more faith. It's not about you need more faith in these areas. It's about you need mustard seed of faith here and a mustard seed of faith here and a mustard seed of faith here. He wants it all. He doesn't want this part of your life. He wants this part of your life. And it just takes a mustard seed of faith, and darn it, he gives it to us. So why is it so hard for us to give it back to him? Because we want to control these parts of our lives. So run the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, for the joy set before him, Jesus Christ. He endured the cross. He endured the cross out of joy, the scorning and shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the Father on the throne of God. So as we love our lives, consider him who endured such opposition from sinners so that we will not grow weary and lose heart. That's what it's all about. Remember what he's already done for us and what he does for us every single day. And guess what? We keep our eyes focused on him and what he's done. We can provide, we can give back that faith that he gives us, that mustard seed of faith in all the areas of our life. And so in last verse in closing, and then I'm going to play one song for to finish this out. But in the last verse, if you would, look at Galatians 5:22. And we all know this one, I hope. And if not, mark it. Because as we give up these other, as we turn over these all these areas of our life to God in faith and through the power of the Holy Spirit, I asked the young people as they were getting ready to get on the bus, did any of these things happen while they were at camp? Did you experience love? Did you experience, sorry, I'm on 5:22. Did you experience love? Did you experience joy? Did you experience peace? Did you have the opportunity for patience and kindness? What about goodness and faithfulness? Was anybody gentle to you, or were you gentle to anyone? Did you learn a little bit about self-control? The environment we create up there is not a perfect environment, but it's as close as we can pull together for the fruit of the Spirit. Because he was there with us the entire week. And it was amazing. And they all said, yeah. Yeah. So when you get back on that bus, live your life in faith. Step off of the bus. Go be a witness. Go run the race and have the perseverance through the faith that the Holy Spirit gives. I mean, through faith in the Holy Spirit, because he's going to give us that perseverance. Turn over that all the areas of your life, all 5 of those areas or 10 of those areas or 100 of those areas. Turn them over to God through faith in the Holy Spirit. And we get to experience this right now, not in eternity, not when we die, not when we get old and can all we do is sit around and read scripture, but right now. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. What a way to live our lives. The world is not going to give us those things, but the Holy Spirit will through faith. So this is what we taught these kids this week. Our prayer for every single one of them is that they will find a community, a church, a group, someone that's teaching the Word of God so that they can continue to understand and live in a community. When I say community, a group of people, the church, where they're teaching the truth and where they're teaching faith and where they're teaching to rest in what God has already given us and will continue to give us. And live your life that way and leave the rest up to him. Right? That's what it's all about. So we're going to finish with a song. If you all would stand, this is a really cool song. Feel free to sing along. We will not be doing any charismatic stuff. We'll just be singing this one. Feel free to dance in the aisles if you'd like to, but it's a little slower. Green button.
Thank you. Bow your heads, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time this morning. Thank you for giving me a chance to just spend a couple of minutes reflecting on what an amazing week. We thank you, Father, for the safety of all of these young people and all the staff that were part, brought everybody home safe, one piece, very minor scratches. Father, we praise you for who you are. We praise you for how you love us. And we just praise you, Father, for all that you've done for us and all that you will do. We ask, Father, for all of these young people as they head out into the world. And we ask for all of these people in the congregation today that we will continue to keep our eyes focused on Jesus. We'll continue to trust you, put our faith in the Holy Spirit, and know that our lives can be an amazing, amazing thing, a witness to the world. In Christ's name, amen. I think next we're going to do our communion service. So if you all would, Herman doesn't break his neck up here and all his electronics.
It was really a super week. I think from the fun point, the course was nine events. To me, the fun one was the mutter. They had to go over a little horse about that high, then to crawl under one. Mud. And girls just jumped right in there.
Herman, did you do it?
Huh?
Did you do it?
I watched. My mutter days are over.
Just on the blob.
Next year we'll get that thing out.
But, I'm watching them and just enjoying everything. I thank God every day for the number of people in this small assembly that were there. Of course, Chris and Farday. I'll tell you something. Brian Wise, he may look old, but he is a workhorse. He is a workhorse. I mean, he's up till 11, 12. Gets up early, make sure there's water all over at every station. If you got a problem, you tell him, and he just goes and gets it done. He's just unbelievable. I don't know how he does it. I'm being very serious. The amount of work that we give him, you'd have to pay big money if we paid him for all that he does. And it just was amazing. And Jerry and Leslie no longer worked in the kitchen, but Jerry went out and became a lifeguard. And he lifeguarded this year. And that was just super. Couldn't believe it.
And a tractor printer.
Huh?
And a tractor printer.
And then Linnell and Jim Langston, they just in the kitchen working away. And Ed came up. You know, Ed's been, Ed, how long have you been coming here? Not even a year yet. Not even a year yet. Boy, he's right in there and worked in there. It was just so super watching Ed and Terry. And it was just unbelievable. And Pam worked in the kitchen.
Yep.
And I love the kitchen crew. Those are my favorite eye people. And then Trey came up. I was so glad Trey came up. I don't know what kind of staff we are, but we have a little, our own little cabin area. And it has, let's see, eight bunks. And then Brian brought in a military cot. And Jim Langston slept on a couch. And I like Trey because he likes to go to bed early like I do. And I said, oh, I'm glad you're here. He said, oh, I'll never get to bed. I got to go over and sleep in the boys' cabin. I'll never get any sleep.
Yeah, they really have it tough down there. Inside back rooms. The women have outside back rooms that we share with the kids.
You got to take pity on us. But it was just a wonderful to me. I didn't get to hear Phil, but he went up Sunday night, talked with him, and it just such a blessing. And then Lori gets her family in here. Larry gets her family in there working. And I just thank God for such a small assembly. And a small assembly that doesn't teach works. And boy, we have workers. That's amazing. I mean, I don't have to do anything. And for a church that doesn't teach works, we had workers. And I'm just so thankful that Chris and Laura Daig came to our church and stayed with us and took this up. I just wish, you know, I was a millionaire, could go out and buy 400 acres somewhere and just turn it over to Chris and Laura Daig to run for us and for other people. But God has all those kind of things worked out. But it was just really, really wonderful having this week. Okay, let's close this morning with a wonderful ritual. Oh! Talk about rituals. Thursday night, some of the kids wanted to be baptized. Well, first of all, Chris told me it would be Friday morning at 6:20. I went, 6:20? I was drowned. But it worked out where, since a lot of the parents were coming up Thursday night for the skit night and all, that a lot of them opted to be baptized Thursday evening. And it was so beautiful. The moon was out, and the gleam of the moon just crossed the lake. It was beautiful. It was very meaningful. I wished I could have been baptized in something like that. I was born baptized in the Jordan, a painting of the Jordan River in our Baptist church. But how wonderful it was to baptize, and we did not lose one. About eight or nine were baptized and didn't lose one. And it was just a very meaningful time. And one of the band members, Todd, how old is Todd? 22. He wanted to be baptized. And it was very heavy for him. Very emotional, very real for him what he was doing. And I appreciated Todd very much wanting to be baptized. And so we did that Thursday evening, and it just turned out absolutely beautiful. Don't y'all think? It was beautiful. Yeah. And so.
Ryan
was baptized.
Tell them
that Ryan was baptized.
Oh, Ryan was baptized. Yeah. Yeah. Ryan was baptized. Yeah. She was the first. Ryan was the first one I baptized. Yeah. Oh. I didn't ask her parents how long they wanted me to hold her underwater. I just did it correctly. And, Ryan was baptized. We used to have a lot of baptisms, Emily. And that was very meaningful. Very meaningful. Now, let me just let you know, we contacted every parent before we did their baptism. Be sure that it was okay with them. Let them know. And I loved one little girl. I don't know her name, the little bitty girl. She did not want to get baptized till her daddy came. Jamie. And she said, can I be last? And I said, well, yeah, honey, but why? I said, my dad's not here yet. And I said, well, just wait on your dad. My goodness. And he did come. And but she was baptized. And it just turned out really, really nice. And the level we went out, here's the edge of the water. The places where we went out depended on their height. With her, we didn't go out very far. But some of them, we went way out here and to perform the baptism. And of course, Ben and I, we didn't have any pictures or anything. But do you?
Right. We got a video of you.
Really? All right. Let me see it. You have it here now? I will see it. So it was just a beautiful night. And I think it added a dimension, don't you, Chris, to the camp. It added a really good dimension. And Chris was talking about the way I teach. It's nothing like I teach here. Nothing like I teach here. And I think some of the kids try to be too cool to answer back. But I wouldn't let them. I would look around, I can't hear you! And so we went through that. And it was just, it's a lot of fun to teach the kids there. All right, let's close this morning with the ritual of the Lord's Supper and something that Christ gave to the disciples the night just before he was crucified and established the ritual for the church. And it has two elements, and I think you're well aware of the two elements, the bread and the cup, and what they represent. So we'll go through that as we go through it. So if you're a believer in Christ, we beckon you to join us in the bread and the cup this morning. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, how grateful we are to be in Christ by grace through faith. Eternal security locked up. That's a hope that we're so sure of. We're confident that we will be with Christ forever. And Father, we thank you for this confidence. And every time we do communion, it takes us back to when we first came, and to call us back each month to remind us, this is how you're saved, this is how you walk. Father, we praise these things in Christ's name. Amen. It's our custom that everyone hold the bread till everyone has been served, that we take communion together while we take communion with him. Bread that you hold in your hand represents a decision by God, as God, not thinking that deity was something to be held on to at the forsaking of the human race. And he chose to become a member of the lowly human race, lower than angels. Jesus Christ became that he might take our place on the cross. And the bread represents that humility of Jesus Christ to take our place on the cross, bearing the judgment of our sins. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, "For I received from the Lord, which I had also given and delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, and took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" It is our custom that everyone hold the cup till everyone has been served, that we might take communion together as we take communion with him. please stand? Paul continues, in the same manner, Jesus Christ took the cup after supper. The Passover is over. This cup is the new covenant. This is for the church age in my blood. Do this as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. And then the Lord and the 11 disciples walked out of the upper room singing. So let's open your hymnals. And Brian, if you'll come and lead. Hymn number 111. 111. And we're going to sing verses 1, 3, and 4. 1, 3, and 4. I'll draw your attention to the date of this hymn. It's written by Isaac Watts, 1707. It's still a classic in the Christian community.
All right, when I survey the wondrous cross, we'll sing softly on the third verse and loudly on the fourth. Verse 1, 3, and 4.
Stay and enjoy eating with us and fellowshipping. That's our word of prayer. Father, we thank you so much for the richness of this morning, enjoying being a part of the lives of young people, telling them about Christ, how to live the Christian life. We thank you for this opportunity. And our prayer, Heavenly Father, is with every one of the young people that attended camp, every one of them, that your Spirit would cause to come to mind daily some of the things they learned this week. Father, we thank you now for the food that we're about to take, the fellowship we're about to enjoy. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name and for his glory. Amen.